Hello and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Monday, April 20th. A Tesla Cybertruck is going to be able to float for a while, says CEO Elon Musk, who apparently can't wait to bring the electric pickup to market. On Twitter last night, Musk was asked if the Cybertruck would be able to cross streams. The CEO responded, quote, "Yes, it will even float for a while." On another occasion, when asked if the Cybertruck will get a heat pump like the Model Y, the CEO confirmed that it will and added that he is dying to make the Cybertruck. Tesla is telling its insurance clients that it is reducing rates for March and April amid the pandemic. Tesla sent an email to insurance clients to tell them that they will issue a 20% credit for everyone in March and April. In one case, we've heard that Tesla was issuing a much better discount when customers called on the phone to reduce their mileage in person. Well, kind of in person. A new electric vehicle startup based in New Jersey has been making the news after claiming to have a large electric SUV with 700 miles of range, for which they are attempting to collect deposits of $140,000. And we are extremely skeptical here at Electrek. Last week, we received a press release from the company Triton Solar, a New Jersey-based solar power company. It informed us that they have launched an EV division and they are starting to take pre-orders for the Triton Model H. We quickly determined that it was vaporware at best and a nefarious attempt to collect massive deposits based on false claims at the worst. So we decided not to report coverage. Now, a few days later, we've seen several publications decide to cover this with little to no verification of their claims, prompting us to report on it. Now, unless Triton has broken the laws of physics, it's impossible for a 200 kilowatt hour battery vehicle to reach 700 miles of range. And add to that, the exact dimensions are identical to a Chevy Suburban, of which the supplied photos look like modified Suburbans. Attempting to take massive deposits for a vehicle and company which not only doesn't exist, but also has claims that are entirely unrealistic. A word comes to mind, and it rhymes with ham. Okay, moving on. In a Tokyo press conference in January of 2020, Subaru showed their first design study for a pure electric crossover to be developed with Toyota. At the time, Auto News said that it wasn't going into production until 2025. And new reports from Japan now peg an unveiling for 2021, while confirming the name of the vehicle as eVoltus. More details about the EV leaked out last week via the Japanese auto website called Response. The Subaru eVoltus will likely be an all-wheel drive, 280-horsepower electric crossover with about 300 miles of range. CarBuzz says that the new EV will be about the size of a Subaru Crosstrek. No specs were confirmed, but the photos are telling the story of the eVoltus design, which is a maze of interlocking polygons and curves. Certainly, there are reflections of the Cybertruck in the harsh angularity and lines, and there's a clear influence of Toyota's latest front-end design. Ford is partnering with Volkswagen to use the German automaker's new MEB platform for electric vehicles to deliver the new Ford-branded electric vehicles in Europe. The first vehicle is expected to be an SUV or crossover, similar to the Mach-E. An auto bid is out with a new report claiming to know more about the vehicle. Quote, "Basically, the eSUV comes with a 150-horsepower electric motor and a 45-kilowatt-hour battery. A top model with 204 horsepower and 77 kilowatt hour battery is also conceivable." They also released a render of the upcoming Ford-branded MEB-based electric SUV. Basically, it looks like a less aggressive version of the Mustang Mach-E, of which the Mustang brand name is not entirely popular in Europe the way it is here in America. Fisker, a new electric vehicle startup from the famous car designer Henrik Fisker, has unveiled an off-road version of its $38,000 electric SUV. The vehicle, called the Fisker Ocean, was shown with the following specs. A base price confirmed at $37,499 and will be offered in four different package options to be detailed in the fourth quarter of 2020. Initially, the Fisker Ocean will be launched in the US and Europe. Purchase or lease is done directly through the Fisker app, available on iOS and Android platforms, or through the website, and will be showcased at experience centers and test drives booked through the app. The Fisker Ocean will have a 250 to 300 mile electric range and an internal CCS2 charging plug. Now, with the update, the startup also announced an off-road package for the truck called the Force E. Quote, "Force E, Force Electric, is an extreme off-road package option based on the Fisker Ocean electric vehicle. The electric powertrain of the Force E will have a large amount of torque, ideal for off-roading. The Force E package will be available only in all-wheel drive configurations with approximately 300 horsepower and subsequently a high-performance version. The U.S. lost more than 100,000 green energy jobs in March due to the coronavirus shutdown, but the International Renewable Energy Agency's first Global Renewables Outlook, which was released today, reports that if the world thinks long-term, investment in green energy would be a huge boost to the global economy. Transforming the energy system could boost cumulative global GDP gains above business as usual by $98 trillion between now and 2050. It would nearly quadruple renewable energy jobs to 42 million, expand employment in energy efficiency to 21 million, and adds 15 million in system flexibility. And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief, the American Wind Association says wind is now the largest single source of electricity in Iowa and Kansas. Both states now get more than 40% of their electricity from wind. On Friday, Austria shut down its last coal power plant. The country's largest power provider, Verbund, switched off its coal-fired district heating plant in the southeastern state of Styria, which had provided power to the nearby city of Graz for 34 years. Austria is the eighth European country to stop burning coal. The Star Map company, under Lucky Stars, compared the average air quality index from January with March and found in New York the air quality has improved as the city has seen a 45.3% drop in pollution. Air pollution in Los Angeles dropped by 41%, Miami by 6.4%, and Houston, Texas pollution increased as it did not enforce some form of lockdown. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, a new electric bike review was posted on Electrek's YouTube channel, this time for the Spadger electric folding bike. This $420 Amazon-available electric bike was found to be a simple, no-frills e-bike that is easy on the wallet and might help some people who are hesitant to get their feet wet with electric bikes, although the long-term use of the product carries low expectations. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.